This is WHQR's Communique. I'm Gina Gamboni.
I handpicked every song for the pre-show, for the intermissions, and for the conclusion, just because I wanted it to have some Irish music running in through the background just to get the feel.
That's Philip Antonino on the telephone, an award-winning Wilmington actor who is making his directorial debut with a play called The Weir by Irish playwright Conor McPherson. It's not a musical, but choosing music helped Philip set the tone for the show.
When I first got the script and read through it, the first thing I started doing was making playlists to get me in the mood for it. I used several different versions of a Irish song called She Moved Through the Fair. I have a Ben Morrison version. I have another one by the St. Louis Ocarina Orchestra. It's a song about losing love, and it felt like something. I was like, this is a great song, and I can't pick just one version, so I'm going to put various versions throughout the entire show so as to have like an underlying musical theme. I put a lot of thought into the music, probably more than I should have, but I enjoyed it.
The Weir is set in rural Ireland and draws on spooky Irish folktales.
The show, The Weir, is about a pub in the Irish countryside, and the name of the pub is The Weir because it's near a river that they call The Weir, and it's about four men who just spend their days drinking. And a woman is new to town and wound up showing her around. And so it originally starts off as them just trying to show off, as, you know, men are wont to do. And they start telling spooky stories, and ultimately leads up to her telling a story, which has elements of all the previous stories that have been told. So it's like an Irish, it's not so much an Irish ghost story as it is a collection of Irish ghost stories. They have some supernatural elements, but as the stories progress, they stop being about fairies and ghosts and start being about heartbreak and mistakes that keep you up at night. So, like, actual horrors, so to speak. It's a nice little collection of stories.
And I understand that this is not for children.
No. There's a lot of language, and the Irish brogues are so thick, though, that sometimes you don't realize that you've heard the F word until they say it like five more times, and they're like, oh, that's the F word, you know. And also there's some thematic stuff that, you know, it's not so much it's not appropriate for kids, it's just that I don't think it would hold their interest, because it's a lot of guys sitting around telling stories, which can be a little much for kids. And also they say the F word pretty much every 5 seconds. It's like a Scorsese made an Irish play, basically.
That's actor and now director Philip Antonino. The Weir is on stage at Theater Now at the corner of 10th and Dock Streets in downtown Wilmington. This is a dinner show with Irish-themed course options like corned beef and cabbage lasagna, salmon cakes, and Irish vegetable souffle. Performances are Friday and Saturday evenings through March 24th. Find details at whqr.org. I'm Gina Gamboni with Communique.